White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez will take a seat before the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow to make his case that he should be the next U.S. Attorney General. President Bush nominated Gonzalez to succeed John Ashcroft, and his confirmation is expected. The hearing, though, is likely to be contentious, full of questions about memos that appeared to give license for the abuse of U.S. detainees in Iraq and Guantanamo Bay. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Shortly after President Bush nominated his close friend and advisor Alberto Gonzalez to be Attorney General, Gonzalez met with Patrick Leahy, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. At that time, Leahy said he warned Gonzalez that his confirmation hearing would not be a cakewalk.
I've told him he'll have a lot of questions. This is not a question of it being confirmed. I suspect right at the beginning of his second term with a Republican Senate, the president could get Attila the Hun confirmed.
Gonzalez had already raised the ire of Senate Democrats over memos he either wrote or oversaw that strengthened President Bush's powers to have suspected terrorists detained and interrogated as he saw fit. In an interview with NPR shortly before the first images of prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib were shown last year, Gonzalez defended his contention that the Geneva Conventions don't apply to what he called unlawful combatants.
And I think that's one of the difficulties that we're encountering in this war on terrorism, is what legal paradigm should apply. And what we're discovering is that sometimes the normal criminal justice system and the rules and procedures cannot handle dealing with international terrorists.
Tomorrow, a new TV ad from MoveOn.org will be aired to coincide with Gonzalez's confirmation hearing. It opens with images of prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib.
When U.S. senators first saw the Abu Ghraib torture photos, they spoke out in outrage, like all Americans. And now that Alberto Gonzalez, the man whose memos justified the use of torture in Iraq, is in front of them as the nominee to be the next attorney general, the man in charge of protecting all of us, we need to make sure they know we're still outraged. Call your senator today and say no to torture. Say no to Alberto Gonzalez.
Senator Leahy says Gonzalez has refused to provide him with at least a dozen memos. The Vermont Democrat says those documents might have shed light on the extent to which the White House counsel was involved in drafting language that condones the use of torture.
Somehow these legal memoranda came out. Somehow they appeared there. Somehow they started justifying things. Who did it? Who wrote them? Who's responsible? It's not me. It must be somebody down the hall. Well, at some point, even in this administration, somebody ought to take responsibility for their actions.
Leahy sent a letter to Gonzalez yesterday asking him to justify why he's refused to release the requested memos and to state whether President Bush is asserting executive privilege by withholding those documents. Pepperdine University law professor Douglas Kamek headed the Office of Legal Counsel at the Justice Department in the Reagan administration. He says the withheld memos are protected by both an attorney-client relationship and the president's right to maintain the confidentiality of discussions that take place in the executive branch.
So I think Senator Leahy is not well advised to get involved over a paper dispute, because quite frankly, that weakens the comity and the harmony between the branches and, in fact, doesn't advance effective administration.
The Associated Press reports that Gonzalez plans to promise the Judiciary Committee that if confirmed as Attorney General, he'll abide by the country's treaty obligations, which would include observing the Geneva Conventions and their ban on the use of torture. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.